It's Friday, July 30th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Earnings season tells a simple tale of the future. Google and Microsoft, a tale of two perceptions. And how many in SMB are innovative? This is the Business of Tech. Running through the earnings reports this week. For tech, the news is big and good. Here's the highlights. Apple focuses on services with an all-time high of revenue in the June quarter. The company also warned the chip shortage could be a significant problem going forward. Finally, the company also indicated that the coronavirus will continue to be a challenge for the company and the market ongoing, stating, quote, "The road to recovery will be a winding one." Microsoft slowed slightly in growth in Azure from 46% last quarter to 45% this, although their revenues grew. The company also reported slowdown due to the chip shortages impacting Windows OEM revenue and Surface revenues. Cloud and Office services are signs of strength for the company, and the company projects further growth in Azure to come. Google narrowed its losses on Google Cloud amid growth of its three lines of ad businesses. Samsung has announced its best operating profit in nearly 3 years and indicated that market conditions have improved in the memory market. ServiceNow had a better-than-expected second quarter and highlighted strong interest in retooling workflows in companies as a driver. Now, why do we care? Besides Equip, that tech companies are making all the money, we can read the tea leaves here. There's a concern about the state of the coronavirus and the chip shortage. Cloud is a massive driver for growth, as is the toolkits focused on improving work. And technology is still very much in demand. Google, known for their reputation of killing off products, is working to change that perception, quoting Protocol. Starting Monday, Google will designate a subset of APIs across the company as Google Enterprise APIs, including APIs from Google Cloud, Google Workplace, and Google Maps. APIs selected for this category, which will include a majority of Google Cloud APIs, according to Kripa Krishan, Vice President of Google Cloud, will be subject to strict guidelines regarding any changes that could affect customer software built around those APIs. The announcement is clear recognition of widespread feedback from Google Cloud customers and outright derision in several corners of the internet regarding Google's historic reputation for ending support for its APIs without sufficient notice or foresight. Three principles quoting ZDNet. First, the enterprise APIs are governed by the principle that no feature may be removed or changed in a way that is not backwards compatible for as long as customers are actively using it. Second, customers will receive a minimum of 1 year's notice of an impending change. Lastly, any change Google introduces to an API will be reviewed by a centralized board of product and engineering leads and will follow a rigorous product lifecycle evaluation. And this week, Microsoft has announced a new support plan for Windows Server. The company is dropping its Windows Server semi-annual channel in favor of a model with only long-term servicing channel releases of the operating system. This will include 10 years of support with 5 mainstream and 5 extended. Early this year, Microsoft made a change in the servicing plans for Windows 10 Enterprise LTSC and Office LTSC, making support 5 years total for these products rather than 10. Azure is an exception. There will still be SAC releases on Azure Stack HCI. Now, why do we care? Actions over time are what generate a reputation, and Google certainly earned theirs. The website killedbygoogle.com is your evidence. Microsoft is the other end of the spectrum. They're well known for declaring the entire lifecycle of their products as they're released, and thus have a reputation for dependability. Making promises up front and sticking to them is how you build a reputation for reliability. If that's your goal, here's my insight here. It's also notable for Google partners that are now documented promises to hold them to. Tech Isle has some data around technology adoption in SMB. 30% of SMBs have a very innovative mindset and are investing in edge technologies that drive innovation. 51% are in a somewhat innovative segment where they focus on transitioning to being very innovative and are evaluating edge solutions. 38% of SMBs are investing in digital transformation to initiate innovation in products, services, and business processes. 9.9 is the number of technology categories that very innovative SMBs use, which is 1.8 times non-innovative SMBs. Cloud security, virtualization, mobility, AI, analytics, IoT, SD-WAN, AR/VR, HCI are the leading technology areas where very innovative SMBs are increasing investment and deploying edge solutions. Now, why do we care? So a headline, roughly 80% are willing to spend in tech. I've never bought into the idea that SMBs don't spend money on technology, as data like this shows. You have to pick the right customers, but they're generally out there. The difference often has a lot more to do with the advice given than an unwillingness. Next time you hear someone say, "My customers won't go for that," is that a lack of selling skill more than an actual understanding of customers? Think you know PCmatic? Think again. PCmatic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PCmatic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. No bonus episode this weekend. Enjoy it, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.